Canadian-born W.P. Kinsella, best known for his baseball fiction, died on September 16th, just a few weeks before the end of the 2016 baseball season. He was the author of Shoeless Joe, the popular novel that inspired Field of Dreams, the only baseball movie nominated for an Academy Award. Kinsella often included Chicago teams, especially the 1919 Black Sox and the 1908 World Series champion Cubs, in his baseball novels and short stories. In Shoeless Joe, an Iowa farmer who loves baseball builds a ball field after hearing a voice say, "If you build it, he will come." The field becomes a sacred ground, summoning the spirit of Shoeless Joe Jackson and his band Black Sox teammates to live the dream of playing baseball again. Another major character in Shoeless Joe, Eddie Sissons, is an old fraud who falsely claims that he pitched for the 1908 Cubs. Sissons, however, has such faith in his dream that just before his death, he watches the spirit of his younger self walk onto the novel's Field of Dreams, relieve 1908 Cubs great Three Finger Brown, and pitch against Shoeless Joe and his Black Sox teammates. The 1908 Chicago Cubs also play a key role in W.P. Kinsella's The Iowa Baseball Confederacy. In the novel, the narrator slips through a crack in time to find a 4th of July exhibition game, since faded into oblivion, between the 1908 Championship Cubs and an Iowa Baseball Confederacy All-Star team. He finds, and actually plays in the game, but his dream turns into a nightmare when the game becomes endless. At one point, President Theodore Roosevelt shows up to praise the courage and devotion of the players. He also takes a time at bat, but strikes out. A more contemporary version of the Cubs appears in The Last Pennant Before Armageddon, one of 11 W.P. Kinsella short stories collected in The Thrill of the Grass. First published in 1984, the year the real Cubs fell one game short of winning the National League pennant, the story pokes fun at the Cubs' reputation as lovable losers, but it also manages to be eerily relevant to the success of today's Cubs. The story's main character, Al Tiller, a loser throughout his baseball career, is hired to manage the Cubs by their eccentric owner because no one will expect much of Tiller. Helped by the bizarre free agent signings of an owner who made his fortune in worms and wants to call the Cubs the Chicago Worms, Tiller miraculously leads his team to within a game of winning its first National League pennant since 1945. Tiller should be the happiest man in baseball. His picture has been on the cover of Time and Sports Illustrated, and he loves all the attention from sports writers and fans. He should be happy, but he wakes up with night sweats after hearing a mysterious voice telling him that if the Cubs win the pennant, the world is going to end. Through a series of prophetic dreams, Tiller discovers that the spirits of Chicago legends, from Hall of Famers Frank Chance and Three Finger Brown to Mayor Richard Daley and even Al Capone, have been pleading with God to help the Cubs win the pennant, even if it means the end of the world. In the final game of the National League Championship Series, Tiller, burdened with a doomsday prophecy, has to decide in the ninth inning of a tied game if he should leave in his tiring pitcher or bring in his ace reliever, Bullet Boyd. Tiller, prepared to suffer, decides to stay with his starting pitcher. Instead of saving the game, he decides to save the world. Today's Cubs are on the brink of winning their first National League pennant since 1945 and their first World Series since 1908. They played so well that at times they seem to be getting angelic help. So if manager Joe Maddon walks to the mound in the ninth inning of a tied game in the championship series finale and has to decide if he should stay with a tiring starting pitcher or bring in his fireballing reliever, what will long-suffering Cub fans want him to do? Save the game or save the world? My wife Anita likes to think that if I were manager of my hometown Pittsburgh Pirates and had to decide between saving a Pirates pennant or the world, I'd save the world. She's probably right, but I'd have to think about it. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.